You are now listening to another edition of the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. My name is Adrian Westney Jr., your host. This program features inspiring messages and presentations and music by Pastor Wendley Phipps. Today we're going to complete a message that we began in a previous broadcast. If you have been listening to The More Abundant Life, you know that we began a series on the Ten Commandments. And last program, we began with Commandment number 2, Part 1. Today, we're going to complete that message. Because it's such a long message, we're going to skip our usual music and get right to the sermon. Here now is Pastor Phipps with the conclusion of that message.
Trust the Lord. Accepted Moses' intercession. And coming down off the mountain, Moses met Joshua, said, "I hear people shouting. Sounds like war." Moses said, "No," Joshua said, "the noise is not the noise of war. It is pagan worship." And verse 19, as Joshua and Moses came within the sight of the camp, they saw the people dancing, participating in sexual worship. When Moses saw all that God had been telling him, you see, up to this time, God had seen what the children of Israel had been doing. Moses had just been hearing about it. Are you with me today? So when Moses actually saw it for himself, he got as upset as God was. Took those Ten Commandments and threw them down. Broke them in so many pieces. Then Moses walked into the camp. He ordered them to grind the gold into powder. And they didn't make no more jewelry with it. Poured the powder into the water. Made the leaders drink it. Then he turned to Aaron in verse 21 and said, "What's going on here?" In today's lingo, Moses said, "Man, what were you thinking? What did these people do to you that you would help them make a golden calf?" Moses, Aaron said, "Don't be upset with me. You know these people, they like evil. That's just the way they are. They said to me, 'We don't know what happened to you.' And so I asked them to bring me the gold. We put it together and threw it in the fire, and out came this calf." I can almost hear Moses saying, "Yeah, right." Church, it was not only to avoid this kind of evil that God in the second law of the Ten Commandments said, "Teach the children this command." Look at Exodus 20, verse 4, the second commandment. By the way, this is the only part of the Bible God wrote with his own finger. So he must have been serious about it. Amen. Verse 4, "Thou shalt not," read it with me, "thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon..." Now, I want you to know, throughout history, God's people have always had a problem with idol worship. You remember when God told Moses to make a bronze snake hanging on a pole because the people were dying, and if they just looked on it, they would be healed from the bite of the snakes. It was not the bronze snake that saved them. It was the faith in God. But you cannot believe what happened to that bronze snake. The people of God took the bronze snake and began burning incense and worshiping the bronze snake. Gideon, after Gideon had defeated Israel's enemies, the people gave Gideon gold, which he made into an ephod. Now, an ephod was an object of clothing used in worship. God used his will to use efforts to communicate his will. Gideon made the gold into an ephod. He placed it in his town, and the people began to worship the effort. Now, I believe the second commandment is one of the most relevant and needed commandments today. It is not outdated. It is not outmoded. You got to stay with me for a few more minutes because I need to explain to you why. I believe that is the reason that God put this word, teach your children this commandment, because we would need it today. Let me tell you why. It is true that many of us have never seen an idol, even though the most popular show on TV today is The Search for the Next American Idol. But I want you to know all idols are not in archaeological museums. Some of them are on television. Many idols today are being displayed as art and entertainment. Paul said in Romans 1:25, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator. Throughout Bible times and in Paul's day, you could see idols carved out of wood and stone. See, people in Bible times would take a feeling, a passion, and then they would fashion a little god to represent that passion. Apollo was the god of youth. People still worship youth today. Mars was the god of war. Many people still worship war, violence. Bacchus was the god of wine, was the party time god, the Budweiser god, the Hennessy god, the Jack Daniels god, the Seagram god was Bacchus, and many still worship the god of wine and liquor. I don't need it, then leave it. I can walk away from it, then do it. Venus was the goddess of love. Now, you know our society worships at that shrine. 90% of the songs on the radio are about love and sex. You would think, are you with me today? You would think that that is the only topic people can write songs about. Turn on BET. Turn on MTV. 90% of the videos is about sex and love. There was a god for money, a god of trade, a god of sports, a god of gladiators. In the temple of Actium, the Greeks used to sacrifice to the god of flies. Now, you know, you're running out of stuff. In India, there are more than 300,000 gods. So many people who don't like the image that the Bible paints of God, they try to make up their own vision of God. The second commandment tells us we are not to make any image to God who created us. So now, the first commandment tells us who must be worshipped. The second commandment tells us how he must be worshipped. The first commandment forbids all false gods. The second commandment forbids all false worship to false gods. God forbids graven images because they misrepresent. For he is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Idols misrepresent God. They degrade, they distort our image of God. One day, and no one likes their character to be misrepresented. One day a professor stood in his classroom and declared, "There is no God." And he got a little braver and he said, "If there is a God up in heaven, let him strike me down." Nothing happened. So he decided he would repeat the challenge. He said, "If there is a God in heaven, let him strike me down." A few moments went by. As he was staring up to heaven with his clenched fist, a young man who had just been discharged from the Marines got up to his feet, walked forward, and with one blow knocked the professor out. When he came to, the professor shook his head in disbelief, said, "I said if there was a God, I dared him to knock me down." The young ex-Marine smiled and said, "God was busy, so he sent me." But as funny as that might be, that's a misrepresentation of who God is. All idols, like some Christians, are often bad pictures and reflections of God. When you really think about it, when someone worships an image, they're worshiping the work of their own hands. And isn't it interesting that the first invitation to sin was when the devil said to woman, "For God doth know that in the day you eat, you shall be as gods." God wants you to worship him only, not something that reminds you of him. Why? Because the Bible says that our God is a what? A jealous. He is awesome. Yes, he is. But he is a jealous God. Think about it, wives. Suppose you suddenly open the door to your house, and there in your bedroom is your husband with another woman in his arms, and he's hugging and kissing her. And you say to him, "Excuse me, precious. What a..." Well, I know some of us. Amen. Some of us would just go off. But just suppose for a minute. You said, "Precious, what are you doing?" And he says, "Now, honey, don't jump to any conclusions. I know this looks bad, but let me explain it this way. She reminded me so much of you. That's the reason that this happened. I was just thinking of you the whole time this was going on. She was just a representation of you." You tell that to the Lord, and what does he say? He said, "I, the Lord thy God, I'm a jealous God. So thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything, and you shall not bow down and worship." A friend was once reading to a lady out of the Bible about what God said he would do to those who were guilty of sin. And she said, "Oh, my God would never do that." He replied, "Ma'am, you are right. Your God would never do that. The problem is that your God doesn't exist except in your mind. You have created a God in your own image according to your liking." Listen to what your jealous God did. Exodus 32, verse 25, before we close. "And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, 'Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me.' And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, 'Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor.' And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000
men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son, upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And now I come to the most important part of this message. Parents today, I want you to know idols will destroy your children's view of God. What is an idol? An idol is anything that takes the focus off of God. In every culture, there have been idols. In Bible times, listen carefully, the three most well-known gods of Scripture were Baal. The Baal's counterpart was Ashtaroth, who was the god of sex. I'm talking about Bible times. There was Mammon. Mammon was a god of what? Money. Then there was Molech, who was the god of violence. So now, see the relevance of this commandment. The three main false gods of Scripture were the god of sex, the god of money, and the god of violence. Today, we don't display our idols in boxes made of wood, stone, clay, and metal. No! Today, we display our idols of sex, money, and violence in a little blue box we call a television. Images. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Images. Or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, on the earth beneath, or that is in the water on the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, I'm a jealous God. Every day, millions of people worship images of sex, money, and violence. Hollywood. It's in our videos. God is saying, sex, money, and violence. The three main false gods of Scripture. Parents, teach your young that any time you put your expectation in something other than God, you will be disappointed. Paul says before, and if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 12:2. This may be our last scripture. Oh, help me, Jesus. I hope you're getting this message today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 2, God's word says, ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Now look at Psalm 115. Psalm 115. Oh, I got to give you these scriptures before I leave you today. Verse 8. Let's go verse 3. Our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. you missed that. God is saying that those that make idols are like idols. And those that trust in idols. So what are you holding on as your idol? A lifestyle? A habit? Now I'm going to talk to young people before I leave you today. The dream of making fast money as an idol. Someone said, isn't it interesting, a $50 bill looks so big when you go through, well, no, he said, it doesn't look big when you go through the checkout line at the grocery store. But in church, it looks so big. Isn't that the truth? When you're going through the checkout line at the grocery store, that $50 bill looks so small. But in church, oh Lord, it's so big. A family was going home from church. The father was complaining that the sermon was too long, the music was too loud, the room was too hot. The little boy in the back seat said, "Daddy, I don't think it was such a bad show for a buck. Because that's all you gave." We have come to a time when more than ever we need to teach our children the ways of God and the meaning of the Ten Commandments. We are with our children, hear me, in a war between two kingdoms in conflict. We are doing battle just like Elijah, just like all the prophets, with the false gods of money, sex, and violence. They are not new idols. False gods are weed, hash, coke. Young people, listen to me today. Profanity. The kind of violence that is sung about in rap music and hip-hop music. The violence portrayed in Tupac and Biggie feuds. You cross me and I'll curse you before I hurt you. That's a false god. The false gods today are glamorized in a culture gangsters and hustlers. I don't know how to tell you, saints of God, there is a culture of gangsters and hustlers that are taking over your children. And today, our young people, without knowing it, bowing down to the gods of money. Bling, bling! Sex and violence. And I can almost hear the voice of God thundering down the corridors of time. While you seek to educate your children, don't forget to teach them that thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. And thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, but showing mercy unto thousands that love me and keep my commandments. Teach them that idolatry still exists. One man went to a church service. He went because it was announced that there would be an exhibition of idols at that church service. He said, I gotta tell you, I expected to see idols from India and Africa and the South Seas. But instead, eight young men stepped up to the platform with cardboards. One cardboard was covered with cigars and tobacco. Another was covered with jewelry. Another was covered with pipes. These people felt that these things had become idols to them. And so that day, in the presence of God, they gave them up.
Well, I hope that you understood, enjoyed, and appreciated the message on the second commandment. That concludes the two-part mini-series on that. Of course, we're continuing our series on the Ten Commandments, so we will get into commandment number three in our next broadcast. If you would like to obtain an audio copy of today's message, however, you may do so by dialing the Seabrook Church number. That is 301-577-6342. The phone number again, 301-577-6342. You want to ask for and refer today to program number 331, program 331. You may also email a request to the Seabrook Audiovisual Department at seabrookav@yahoo.com. Well, that's it for our program for today. I'm going to say goodbye now. I want to wish you, as I always do, and always try to do anyway, that you have God's richest blessings until you can join us again. But also, until you can join us again, I would like you to remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10. That's where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life.
In your heart.